Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. We're talking about the quarterback position for the Browns, which is obviously always the biggest conversation in town, no matter what month it is, no matter what day it is, and now...
What year it is.
Yeah, you're just sitting here with Deshaun Watson about to get surgery. You're sitting here with him. It looks like the Browns will ink Bailey Zappe today off of the Kansas City practice squad. So that would mean that he'll have to be on the active roster for at least 3 weeks as he joins... The Browns, and the the question is then how many other quarterbacks will they have with DTR having the hand injury and then Jameis Winston finishing things out on Sunday? Jeff, I personally would like to see Jameis Winston start this game. I want to see what Jameis has. I know that's something that you...
I agree completely.
Kind of
I agree completely.
I want to see what he looks like in this offense.
Andy,
I want to see what the offensive line looks like. I want to see how Ken Dorsey calls or at least gets him set up, and I want to see how Kevin Stefanski calls a game.
I think he could be somebody's starting quarterback for the next 5 to 10 years in the NFL. Maybe ours. I don't know. Let's find out.
Kevin is in West Park. He's been hanging on the line. Hi, Kev. How are you?
Kevin.
Hey guys. Thanks for having my call. Andy, first of all, I love what you said last Friday about, economic growth in the city. I'm actually a local 38 guy, so your dad was a BA back in
the 90s.
Yes, indeed. So,
well,
anyhow,
more jobs are good. That's what I think, always.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Anyhow, the point I want to make, I got 2 points. First point is when we went 1-31, you guys remember what Jimmy Haslam preached to us over and over and over during that time? Do you guys remember?
That we'll never go back to this or we'll never be in this kind of situation again? Yeah.
Basically, I'm going to do my best Jimmy impersonation. Yeah, this is all about building for sustained success. Well, my question to you guys is trading away 3 first-rounders and 3 more picks and then giving a quarterback $250 million guaranteed dollars, guaranteed, is that building for sustained success? I mean, teenagers make better decisions than that.
Kevin,
and then my second point is,
let me address that first.
Yeah, let him talk first, and then you come back and you can make your second point.
Had Deshaun Watson played here like he played in Houston, yes, that would have been a recipe for sustained success.
Well,
but he didn't.
3 first-rounders.
It doesn't matter if you get your quarterback, you're good to go. And if he had played the way he played in Houston, they'd be good to go.
Kev, I think the hesitation on that whole thing was that they were chasing a guy that had already said that he didn't want to play here. I think that built to the storyline that we're at right now, too, on top of all of this, right?
Yeah, but anytime you're sacrificing first-round draft picks and then 3 more on top of that, you're not building for sustained success. You're killing our roster. They killed our roster.
Good rosters with crappy quarterbacks are not good football teams. They thought they were getting a primo quarterback, and he hasn't played that way.
Well,
the first-round picks, I'm not going to say they're irrelevant because they're critical, but if you have the quarterback, I'd rather have the great quarterback than 3 first-round picks, and they don't have either. That's the problem, Kevin.
Sure. I agree with that. And then the second point, though, is where's our identity? We, in Houston, when Houston had Deshaun, they went 4 wide, empty backfield all the time. Why? To help Deshaun read the defense a little bit better. That dictates what defense, the defense has to show what they're in when you're going empty back, 4 wide. Can we win? We're in the AFC North. Can we get by in December, January, running 4 wide with an empty backfield? That's the thing. They don't have an identity. Our identity should be, okay, if the quarterback didn't work out, stock up your defense, run the football, and win. I don't care about how many points we put up. Just win. Look what
you mean
Steelers
like they did last year.
Yeah.
Kev, thank you. Appreciate it. Hey, have a good day. Thank you for all your hard work.
Thank you, Kevin.
Appreciate you.
Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
It's tough to have an identity when you invest in a quarterback and the quarterback doesn't play anywhere near what your investment level is. You knew what your identity was going to be, what your offense was going to be. he hasn't played up to the level that he played in Houston. That's the whole problem here. That's the problem. Dano.
I was just going to say, also in 2021, when the Los Angeles Rams won the Super Bowl, how many first-round picks did they have on their roster that they drafted?
They traded picks like crazy to get veteran talent.
Aaron Donald.
There it is.
One. They had gotten rid of everything else. Everything else had flopped.
I'm sorry.
I mean, if you want to go backwards, Eric Mangini tried to do that here, and they just never didn't give him the time to finish it off. They're like trying
either,
to bring
either
in
that or he brought in veterans who weren't very good.
My whole reasoning of bringing that up is there's a lot of different ways to get this done.
Absolutely.
That's the only way.
Like, absolutely.
There's a lot of ways to do this.
I like first-round draft picks. I'd rather have an absolute beast of a quarterback, and the Browns ended up with neither.
Jack is in Cleveland. Hi, Jack.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Well,
good,
Jack.
Good.
So,
hey, can you take us off speaker? Jack, real quick, take us off speakerphone. I know you're on hold. I don't have a problem, but just...
Oh, sorry.
No worries. No worries.
Yeah, can you hear me better now?
Yeah,
thank you.
Sure can.
All right, cool. So I just want to be honest with you guys. I found the Roddy McLeod interview this morning pretty distasteful. I get it.
I got to be honest, Jack. I didn't hear the whole thing because we were having a meeting. I did hear bits and pieces, so I can't... It's going to be hard for me to comment on this, and I don't know.
Yeah, Jeff, so in a nutshell, it seemed like that he was still trying to, I guess, kind of defend Deshaun and still kind of make the fans feel bad for what happened, when in all honesty, don't get me wrong, I didn't want Deshaun in anymore. I didn't think he was getting it done. I even got into knockdown, drag-out fights with my buddies trying to defend him through the first month of the season because I just wanted to have blind faith.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have a quarterback – that you draft and you grow with and, you know, does everything that he did for you, you know, that's an emotional connection. When you get rid of a guy like that to bring in a guy like Deshaun, who had all the skill sets, had all the numbers, and you give him guaranteed money, and not only guaranteed money, but more money than the guy that you drafted wanted, I'm sorry, but if he plays as bad as he does, he deserves to get booed. It's a business transaction.
Not when he gets hurt.
Yeah, but not when he gets hurt.
Not at all.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
So, and Jack, and let me just bring up this point, because I don't think anyone's talking about this. You can't tell me the players didn't hear Deshaun get booed in the beginning of the game when they introduced the offense. So they knew the scenario. They knew that. They knew that, I don't know, that the atmosphere wasn't real good for him to start.
They should know.
And yet,
Super Bowl expectations.
And yet, for chastising. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry. Finish your thought, Jack. Go ahead.
No, sorry. This was supposed to be a year where, I mean, we had a guy come off the couch and bring us to the playoffs last year. And with Deshaun Watson being 100%, we had expectations of AFC title games, a Super Bowl. And you guys come out and you guys have all this talent on the roster. And it looks like a 1-31 team. I'm sorry, you deserve to get booed. You guys get paid millions of dollars. If I don't do my job correctly, I'm in the trades. If I don't do my job correctly, people can get hurt and I can get fired, and I don't have a freaking check coming in every week that is 6-7 figures. So you know what? That's the trade that you make when you play in the NFL. And if you want to come into Cleveland and you want to succeed, you got to play on the field and you got to succeed on the field. Otherwise, we're going to boo you. Every sports fan base is going to boo teams that suck. And right now, they suck.
Thank you, Jack. Okay. And I don't disagree. I don't have
Jack.
A problem with booing. I don't. I don't have any problem with anybody booing. That's the problem is when someone's hurt, you just keep your mouth shut. Someone gets hurt, let's just hope that they're okay in the long run. You don't have to like them as a quarterback. You don't have to like them as a person. You don't have to like anything about them. But if somebody's hurt and they're on the field, it doesn't give you to be a license to be an idiot in the stands. I did catch a little of what Rodney said, and I do think sometimes we forget that these athletes are humans too, that there isn't an invisible wall between the fence and the fans. Players hear it. But I'm sorry, between the fans and the players. There's no wall there, okay? Like, it's not you say whatever you want and you think the players aren't reacting. They can hear you. It is what it is. Just don't be an idiot when someone gets hurt and cheer. That's all we're saying. And the hard part about it is the vast majority of the fans who were there on Sunday were not cheering. They weren't. And now all we're talking about is this moment where a guy got hurt, which was horrible. But the fact of the matter is the team doesn't look good. They're not playing well.
And
no one really had to talk about that after the game because the players drove the conversation afterwards.
The whole notion that the roster is loaded with talent, too. I fought back against that before the season started on the offensive side of the ball. People didn't want to hear it. I think it's pretty visible now, isn't it?
We'll continue to talk to you. Mary Kay Cabot's coming up next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.